In our last several blogs, we have focused on how to perfect and enforce a money judgment, including the use of a Rule 69 exam to find the judgment debtor's assets. But what if your judgment against the judgment debtor is for something other than the payment of a lump sum or periodic amounts? For example, what if the court has issued an order in judgment requiring the judgment debtor to convey to you a particular property or to perform a specific act? Many of the remedies relating to execution and garnishment are not relevant to a non-money judgment. Rule 70 of the Civil Rules of Procedure governs how you would seek to enforce that type of judgment. Although many of the remedies available to money judgment creditors do not apply to a non-money judgment, there are other options available for collection. Rule 70 provides powerful remedies of attachment and execution. With respect to real or personal property within the district, the court can issue remedial orders and direct the clerk to issue a writ of attachment against the property of the judgment debtor to compel obedience to the judgment. Or, the court can find the judgment debtor in contempt and enter a judgment that divests the title from the judgment debtor or any party holding the judgment debtor's assets, and invest the property in you as a judgment creditor. This judgment has the effect of a conveyance, executed in due form of law. Well, how do you do this, you ask? Well, there's two ways. The first is remedial orders and writ of attachment. To obtain remedial orders and writ of attachment, you begin the enforcement process by filing a motion for order of appointment with the court and a proposed order for the request of relief. Your motion should describe the underlying litigation, include the date on which your original judgment against the judgment debtor was entered, describe specific acts the judgment directed the judgment debtor to complete and the specified period of time, and attach a copy of the judgment. Your motion should then state that the judgment debtor has not completed the specific acts within the specified period of time, and request the court to direct the act to be done at the cost of the judgment debtor by some other person appointed by the court. If you have someone in mind to perform the necessary actions, you should also name that person in the motion. If the court grants the motion, it will issue a remedial judgment and direct the clerk to issue a writ of attachment against the property of the judgment debtor to compel obedience to the judgment. The next option is the contempt remedy and writ of execution. The court, in certain cases, may find the judgment debtor in contempt. If real or personal property is within the district, the court, in lieu of directing a conveyance of the property at issue, may enter a judgment divesting the title of any party in which the property is vested in order that the property be vested in you as the judgment creditor. This Rule 70 judgment is powerful and has the effect of a legal conveyance of the property. When the court enters an order of judgment for the delivery of possession in your favor, you will be entitled to a writ of execution or assistance upon application to the clerk. The motion papers you would file in this circumstance are very similar to the ones you would file for the remedial action. But in this motion, you would request that the court issue contempt because of particular actions of the judgment debtor. In certain types of cases, such as domestic relation cases, the parties may agree via a separation agreement to appoint the clerk of the court or some other third party to execute any necessary deeds or documents in the event that one of the parties fails to do so. Such an agreement provides additional protection, as it gives the parties additional grounds to seek Rule 70 relief for contempt. If you need assistance enforcing a non-monetary judgment, call Edwards Law today for a complimentary 30-minute consultation.